Texas Senate Bill 11 will be put into effect on August 1st of this year. The bill deals with the legal carry of concealed handguns on college campuses, including Texas State. The lawful concealment of a handgun on campus will only apply to those licensed to do so. Despite the ongoing debate over the allowment of the campus carry law, license holders have been allowed to carry concealed handguns on campus since 1995, just not inside campus buildings. That will change in August. While concealed carry will become legal at Texas State next fall, open display of a handgun will still be illegal. There will also be restrictions to buildings a concealed gun can be brought into, such as healthcare buildings, childcare facilities, and near the president's house. Dr. Vicki Britton, Special Assistant to President Denise Trouth, says a 25-member campus carry task force was created by Trouth in August of last year to discuss strategies and methods of implementing SB 11 on campus. The task force is comprised of staff, faculty, and students, where Britton works as chair of the campus carry task force.
Under Senate Bill 11 that was passed into law on June 2015, the law required that the president consult with faculty, staff, and students, and to consider three factors: the nature of the student population, specific safety concerns, and unique campus environment.
Britton says the task force is divided into eight different subgroups in order to increase group efficiency. Each subgroup does their own survey and focus group work with various different stakeholders in whichever area they were assigned to. She says the group spent a lot of time doing data collection, where they gathered inventory and data about the demographics of the Texas State student population. One of the things they looked at were classroom sizes.
What we determined demographically was most of those large classrooms are going to be populated by students that are less than 21 years old. So you're probably not going to have as many guns in those classrooms as you would in a classroom that has a higher average age.
She said after the consultation process, the president can establish reasonable rules and regulations. After the passing of SB 11, Trouth created an open link survey on the university website so anyone can post comments and suggestions about the implementation of the law and charge the new task force with soliciting comments and thoughts about how to do so. The final proposed rules were presented to President Trouth on February 23rd. According to Britton, the rules will be presented to the Texas State University System Board of Regents on May 26th and 27th. While Britton hopes the rules will be approved, the board has the right to amend those rules by a 2/3 vote. For KTSW News, I'm Grayson Kirkham.